Justices have set oral arguments for June 8th in a case called Norman versus the State of Florida. In it, a Fort Pierce man is challenging his 2012 misdemeanor conviction for openly carrying his handgun. If the court strikes down Florida's open carry ban, then any law-abiding citizen could openly carry a gun, says Florida carry attorney Eric Friday. The open carry proposals that stalled this year in the legislature only benefited concealed weapons permit holders.
We could potentially, in Norman, get more than what the legislature was even willing to give us.
Whether a liberal-leaning court will allow that to happen remains to be seen. Assistant Attorney General Cynthia Comeros argues the most recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions allow reasonable restrictions on the Second Amendment.
It is not the right to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner whatsoever for whatever purpose.
Comeros told the Fourth District Court of Appeal that keeping guns out of sight is more calming for the public.
They are lethal by nature, and they are lethal for great distances. So obviously they instill fear in people.
Friday's client, Dale Norman, was thrown to the ground and handcuffed after a bystander spotted his gun and called police. Norman had a concealed weapons permit and a clean record, Friday says. A jury found Norman guilty of a second-degree misdemeanor, and he was ordered to pay a fine. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.